Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm back for another week of radio in Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And today I'm joined by the man who put Cash Money Records on the map, the man who knows more than a thing or two about one or a million Maseratis, artist, DJ, genius producer, my New Orleans favorite person in the whole world, Manny Fresh. Manny, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Wow, that was a great intro. I wish I could have just recorded that.
Well, this will be recorded, so you can just play it every morning when you wake up. So,
man, thank you. I'm smiling.
So, Manny, what have you been doing lately? What's going on? How have you been?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, mostly just DJing all over the place, like, you know. And I guess my whole reasoning for that is, you know, it's a rebirth of Manny, you know, and best way for me to do that is start from, you know, where I started from. And that's what, you know, my first introduction to hip-hop was DJing. So I'm really just trying to understand what's going on right now in hip-hop. So, you know, I had to bring it back to the turntables and little hole-in-the-wall spots or whatever. So that's what I'm doing.
I want to get back to the beginning. I want to start with a young Manny Fresh. And growing up, tell me how you got into music, because I know that your dad was a DJ. And
yeah.
What instrument did you play first?
The first thing I probably played was keyboards. You know, we had a couple of old keyboards that was always around. And, you know, it wasn't forced on me. And I think that's what made me even more interested. Like, my dad always had instruments and always had different things going on. And, you know, I just got tired of looking at them. So I just started playing with it, you know, and just to see where it would go. And just to, I guess, see what you could do on a piano or on a keyboard and, you know, create your own thing. That made me so interested to say, like, oh, wow, like, you actually compose your own song and be in your own world. And I think, to me, that's personally the best way to fall in love with music. Like, you know, rather than being introduced to it or either being forced to be introduced to it, just let you, you know, come on your own terms. So it was, you know, that was always around my house. Just put it like this. Music was always around my house.
Did you play any brass as a kid?
No. But, I mean, the thing about it, I think everybody in New Orleans has dabbled in everything. Like, you know, especially if you play music, you'll try it. Like, you know, and even with me, like, I've tried everything. Where I'm like, okay, I know I'm not good at this, so I'm going to leave that alone. But I tried.
Well, so, you know, once you got into DJing, you paired up with Gregory D in the 80s.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite songs was Buck Jump Time. Can you explain how that song came about?
Well, at that time, we was just trying to find a tribute to our city, and we didn't know what the word local meant, you know, because we was like, okay, we do this, everybody gonna understand, you know, New Orleans or whatever. We wasn't thinking local rappers either. So that's, you know, and if you grew up around that, that was everything that, you know, that was going on at that time in New Orleans, and Buck Jump is actually a dance, like, you know, that goes hand in hand with Second Line. So we was just, you know, and I guess the inspiration came from Second Line music to do that. And we just felt like we wanted the whole world to hear what's going on from a 808 point of view and from a rapper point of view. This is our form of Second Line. That's the whole concept of Buck Jump Time.
We got some Yankee and some international listeners in here. So can you tell people, can you explain what a Second Line is and what goes down at a Second Line?
Oh, my goodness. The Second Line is just a party that's in New Orleans, like, you know, and basically what you said, what goes on, there are no rules at a Second Line. You know, if you've ever seen a jazz funeral, that's what a lot of people, I guess that's the best way I can explain it to a lot of people. Like, if you've seen the jazz musicians following behind at a funeral in New Orleans, that's considered a second line. But it don't go hand in hand with a jazz funeral all the time in New Orleans. You don't have to have a reason at all to have a second line. You know, it could be some musicians playing on the corner, and the next thing you know, they got, you know, 10 people, 30 people, 40 people, and the next thing you know, they parading around the city, and it becomes a second line. So it's really just, you know, it's New Orleans' form of jazz partying. That's what it is. Like, it's our jazz bands pretty much doing their thing. So don't just, you know, and a lot of people think second line, you know, is just, I guess it goes with a funeral, and that's not really, you know, what it's there for. That's a good send-out. If you're from New Orleans, yeah, that's the way you want to go out. But second line is just, I mean, there's no meaning behind that. You know that. You know, we do that at the drop of a hat.
Well, so fast forward to, you recently did a collaboration with Galactic and Mystical,
yeah,
called Move Fast. Can you tell people about the song, and how did that song come about?
Well, I mean, I've been knowing Galactic for a long time, and we were supposed to collaborate, I don't know, years and years, but we never got a chance. And you know how you always bump into people, and it was just like, you know what, it's overdue, it's time. You know, I'm like, we keep on saying we're going to do this, so, you know, we might as well just, you know, get it out there and get it done. And on top of that, Galactic is so talented, like, as a jazz funk band, like, you know, they're the new era of the meters, like, to me. But, and, you know, and I love their music, so who else, you know, would be, I guess, just as an ingredient in gumbo, but Mystical. You know, you put Galactic, Manny Fresh, and Mystical, that's a great bowl of gumbo right there.
it's fine.
You know, so, you know, when we started doing it, they already had Mystical, and it was just like, oh, man, like, you know, it'll be killer if you do the hook on it. And, you know, came in, did the hook, and I was like, yeah. And on top of that, like, I mean, come on, like, that's just, like I said, three incredible pieces coming together to make something, you know, marvelous to me, and I can't wait to even do it again with them.
You have some very sexy cars in that video, and you are the king of Maseratis and all kinds of cars. What are you driving right now?
Porsche Panamera.
What color?
White.
I feel like you're one of those guys that probably shines it when you get out of the car. What's your process for taking care of your cars?
I just love cars. Like, but I mean, before any new car, like, I really like muscle cars. For some crazy reason, like, everybody's always taking a picture of, like, I guess the newer cars, because this is a newer generation, but I prefer to drive a muscle car. Like, you know, I'm always caught up in something new when somebody take a picture, but most of the week, I'm in a muscle car. Like, that's what I really like to drive.
Where did this passion come from? Were you watching Dukes of Hazzard, or, I mean, what's the deal?
Nah, it's really from my dad. Like, you know what I'm saying? He always had, you know, a car that it was a nothing that he turned into something. So, you know, when you watch your dad, you imitate, you know, and I pretty much, everything that's me is kind of my dad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we always kind of had, like, those raggedy junk cars, and before you know it, my dad turned it into something. You know, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Like, you know, to see something come from, you know, like, damn, I thought this was a piece of junk. I can't lie. You know what I'm saying? And some months later, you're just like, all right, I didn't see your vision. So all of that, you know, come from that.
Yeah. Well, so you're in the studio a whole lot, and I want to know, where does the inspiration come from for when you make beats? Like, are you one of those people that records a voicemail to yourself, or, you know, people in the old days used to call their voicemail machine and, you know, record a beat so they wouldn't forget it? I mean, can you tell me about that process?
I'm more of a feeling guy. Like, I don't really have to record, you know, nothing or whatever. It's just got to be good energy. Like, if you put me somewhere where it's good energy, my idea's gonna flow. Like, I've had those ideas where, you know, I thought of something and I wanted to record it, but it just seemed like that don't work out for me, because the next morning I'll listen to it and be like, oh, wow, you know, that really don't work. So I'm really, like, right there in the moment. That's my creative way. Like, I have to make it right there from scratch. Like, it's even with sending beats, like, I really don't agree with that, but that's what the industry is now. When people, like, email me some beats. And I'm more of a hands-on producer. I like to work with artists and create something. like, let me get to know your personality, you know, have a conversation with you for a little while, you know, and know some things about you, and then I could get into the record rather than sending you a song and I don't even really know, you know, what's going to happen with it. My magic really comes from, like I said, just being around positive energy and in a good space.
Who are you listening to right now that you're really inspired by or you think is kind of on top of their game?
Wow. Well, I'm kind of stubborn when it comes to that because I'm old school. Like, I don't really listen to new music, and even when new artists ask me that, and I have to just say it as, like, no disrespect, but I just listen to, like, for me, to get energy, I got to listen to Marvin Gaye. Like, I got to listen to, you know, songs like that, albums like that with feeling. I got to listen to Bob Marley. I got to go back, you know what I'm saying, and feel good music and a good message, and then I can do something creative. I'm just not really feeling nothing right now.
Okay, so...
Not to say that it isn't no good music out there, but I'm just stubborn I'm stubborn in my ways.
So what are some of the old school selections you've got on your turntable or your CD player or your computer right now that you're listening to?
Oh, my phone right now, like, you know, it's filled with nothing but old school music. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, like, anybody that ride with me, they're just like, dude, you're killing me. Can you just please go... Like, can you get into 2000 right now? But this is what's crazy. All of the songs I have to play because I am DJing, you know, for the young people. So, you know, I know of the songs, but I just don't feel inspired by any of them. And I can explain it to you, you know, real quick. I would say in my era of doing hip hop, it had so many different lanes to it. And what I mean, we had, like, okay, you had Public Enemy that was pro-black. You had Slick Rick that was the storyteller. You know what I'm saying? You had Cash Money that was the bling bling era. You know, you had all of these people that just did different genres and had different things to say. Like, you know, now hip hop is just one dimensional.
In terms of, like, rap culture today, how would you describe, beyond just one dimensional, how would you describe the pulse, especially within New Orleans? How would you describe that rap culture today?
Well, New Orleans is in a rebuild state. You know, ever since Katrina came, it kind of took away a lot of the culture of New Orleans, like, you know, and what was the essence of New Orleans. So I would say right now, as, you know, as an artist that's from New Orleans and still, you know, living here, it's kind of crazy because we in a rebuild state. Like, we still looking for what's our sound right now. We still trying to figure out, okay, which way we going to go. Like, a lot of New Orleans right now is trendy. It's following different things besides bounce. Bounce in New Orleans is, like, it has stood the test of time. And it's growing and it's doing different things. But other music, far as, like, just, I would say rap or whatever, and even some jazz, it's just like, okay, dude, y'all pretty much doing what everybody else doing instead of doing what we did. And what I mean is, New Orleans has always been a risky place for music and everything. Like, we took chances. Now everybody's being safe.
What do you think it's going to take to get out of the safe zone?
I think it's going to take some time because, you know, you got a lot of musicians who didn't come back. Some of the feeling, it didn't come back. Like, you know, people are still kind of angry about everything that happened with the hurricane and all of that and the whole rebuilding your life over thing and all of that. So it's going to take time. You know, with time, everything going to change. But right now, like I said, we redefining our sound right now.
You're redefining the sound.
Yeah?
Yeah, just you. I'm just really excited to talk to you. So... So we're gonna we're actually gonna take a quick break, but we're gonna listen to Move Fast, and you guys better keep it locked because Manny Fresh is on Heritage Radio Network. You're listening to You Look Hungry. Stay tuned.
Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Seeing a need to help people sort through all the misinformation about healthy eating, Whole Foods Market added a seventh core value: to promote the health of our stakeholders through healthy eating education. In our stores, we give you the tools you need for choosing the most nutritious foods and healthy recipes, as well as offering classes with nutritionists and cooking coaches to help inspire good health and well-being. Stop by your local store today and learn more about our Health Starts Here program and wellness clubs, or online at wholefoodsmarket.com/healthstartshere. Like Tupac said, M.O.B., M.O.B. His move, no trees, free my brother C. I'm about to cut the streets and make it bleed. Jumping on your couch with my black boots on. Humping on your spouse with my black boots gone. Tell your mama move behind the red bro. King of the South, headed back to his throne. Talk slow, move fast. Snort that rock to this Monte Crow. Who's the dopest motherfucker you knows thus far? So cold when he's around that you can't wear shorts.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I am still your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm joined by the incredible Manny Fresh, hailing from New Orleans. Manny, are you still there?
Yeah, yep. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
So you're on the West Bank right now, right?
Again?
Are you on the West Bank right now?
No, I'm actually in Destrehan right now.
Oh, okay.
And Destrehan is maybe 15 minutes outside of New Orleans.
Okay. Are you still repping the West Bank at all? I mean, I know for a while you were
I'm going to rep my whole city till I go. I'm born and bred in the 7th Ward, you know. So if anybody out there listening, y'all know where that's, you know, y'all know where that's at. You're from New Orleans, but I mean, I'm going to stay here till it's all over and said, till, you know, till it's time, till it's lights out. Let's just say that.
Well, so this is a food and culture show, and I want to know, let's talk about the West Bank, because New Orleans West Bank is a spot that, you know, a lot of people that are not from New Orleans are not familiar with. And I want to know, where should I eat and drink on the West Bank?
On the West Bank? Real talk?
Real talk.
I mean,
Fotabe.
You gotta find somebody mama to eat on the West Bank.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you gotta go by somebody. It's not really. It's the West Bank is still growing, and just like I said, ever since the hurricane, there's not too many restaurants or nothing on the West Bank. So this is what I would recommend: make a friend, somebody who mom that can really cook. You'll be all right.
There's some good Vietnamese over there, though, don't you think? There's like
But you know, you really won't. I mean, I'm more so, I like soul food. I'm still that guy.
Yeah, no, me too. I mean, why do you think it's kind of a dead zone for food?
I think, like, you know, it was always growing. And then, you know, when tragedy struck like that, that kind of pushed it back a little bit further. But you got to look at it, too. The West Bank is thriving right now because there's so many people where, you know, when everybody came back, the West Bank was the only place that you could go to. So the West Bank is growing. So I would say, give it about a year, and you'll see a whole lot of, you know, different restaurants, cultures, and everything coming up.
Give me the Manny Fresh food and drink guide to New Orleans. It could be anywhere in the city. Where do you eat? What are you drinking?
I eat, like, Praline Connection, you know. I'm real simple. Like, you know, Ho Shine's, that's an Asian restaurant or whatever. That's on St. Charles. Cheesecake Bistro, that's on St. Charles as well. Copeland's. And, you know, to dumb it down a little bit, Popeye's chicken. You can't never go wrong.
It's the best chicken in the world.
Just good old original New Orleans Popeye's chicken. It tastes a little different from New Orleans, believe me.
Have you been
recipe is a tad bit different, yeah.
Have you been to Willie Mae's Scotch House?
Yes, I have. I have been there. But at the same time, you know, coming up from here, real talk, my favorite places to eat is my mom's house, either my mom or my dad. Because if you grew up here, you know, your parents cook all the time. You know, and my mom is originally from Mississippi, and she cooked full-course meals. That's her thing. To this day, she still do that. So, you know, and that's what I grew up on. So, you know, I've never really kind of dabbled out too much into restaurants because, I mean, I'm a mama's boy. When it really comes down to me being hungry, I'm going home to my mom's house.
So growing up, what was your mom cooking?
Oh, man, everything that you wasn't supposed to eat, now that you know. But it was good. I mean, greens, red beans and rice, pickle meat in it, you know. Like I said, all the stuff that you know you wasn't supposed to eat. Sorry, Mama. But it was always, you know, it was just as good as it could be. Sweet potato on cornbread. My mom makes peach cobbler pie, everything from scratch, like, you know. And it's just, like I said, a full-course meal. You're going to get salad, biscuits, your meat, everything, your veggies, all of that. And, you know, and my mom them believe in, you know, eating three times a day. Like, you know, that's the way they was brought up. So, you know, it's one of those cultures where you just like, oh, my goodness, when will the food stop?
Well, so what's your most favorite thing that your mom makes?
What's my, wow, it's a dessert, I ain't gonna lie, lemon meringue pie.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. Does it have whipped cream on top? Or, like, well, obviously, yeah. Meringue, duh.
With whipped cream on top, and, like, my mom would make that, you know, a kiss and a side of ice cream, and I'm whatever. Everything is all right. Everything in life is all right.
Do you cook yourself?
I could make you some eggs and rice. That's what New Orleans people eat. Nah, I could cook good enough to save my life. Like, I mean, I think I'm pretty decent, you know. I got a few dishes under my belt. I'm pretty good.
I mean, real talk, like, for a lady, if a lady comes over, advice for gentlemen out there, what would you cook that's pretty safe?
That's pretty safe. I probably would, you know, start off with a salad and then probably, like, shrimp fettuccine. I'm so good at that. You know, I could do that, you know, and I could make it look good or whatever. And probably, you know, I don't know, something on the side, like a steak or something or whatever, you know, just to keep it going and make myself look good.
That is a lot of food for a date. A steak and
some
fettuccine.
Yeah, but you got to impress, you know, you got to say, like, hey, I want you to come back. And then, you know, I want you to see me make all of this, too.
No, I like that. I hope all of the men of the world are listening to this very carefully out there, because this is some wise wisdom. What, you know, where do you take a lady out in New Orleans?
Oh, wow. I would definitely say find your favorite hole in the wall, a safe one or whatever, because that's pretty much New Orleans culture. Like, a lot of people will say, like, well, I want to go to, you know, something that they saw on TV, and that's not necessarily New Orleans culture. You can find a hole in the wall where jazz bands are playing. Right now, what's hot in New Orleans is Frenchman Street. There's so many bars on Frenchman Street that cater to music, and, you know, in the live jazz band, that's crazy. And, you know, it's kind of, it's what the quarters used to be. You know, the quarters are just, like, all crazy right now, you know, and that's what people think, you know, they're supposed to do when they come to New Orleans. But I would say, anywhere on Frenchman Street, there's, like, crazy little clubs that are just, like I said, little small clubs that cater to jazz musicians, hip-hop musicians, almost any kind of music that you could possibly want. And, you know, they give you more for your buck, too.
My favorite New Orleans cocktail is a Ramos Gin Fizz. What is your favorite thing to drink?
My favorite thing would probably be Tito's and a splash of pineapple.
Ooh. That makes you want to take a vacation. I mean, that sounds really refreshing.
But if you live here every day, it's like a vacation. It's a Big Easy.
No, it's true. It's definitely true. Do you have I ask people on this show all the time, if you are of, you know, the alcohol world, like if you're drinking cocktails or beer or wine, what is your hangover cure? Do you have one?
Drink some more.
Even the next day.
The next day. Don't be a quitter.
Just keep going. Take one for the team.
Take one for the team. That always cures a hangover, you know. And the thing about it is, too, I guess what's so crazy about New Orleans is, like, you got to know your limitations, like, because everything is so open here it's scary, you know. And I definitely say that because I've seen so many people come here and lose their mind because they're like, oh, you could leave out a bar and go to another bar with a drink in your hand and you could walk the streets like that. It's just really knowing your limitations. If you know your limitations, you'll have a fun time. Not knowing your limitations could turn into a disaster. That's all I can say.
So tell me, what are you working on right now? What can we look forward to seeing from you?
Right now, music-wise, Kanye West with Good Music. I just did a deal with them, you know, to work on some stuff with him and his artists. So that's what's in the future for me.
So that's pretty awesome. Pretty amazing. And, you know, when you're out DJing, what kind of stuff are you playing? I saw you recently, and you played Hakuna Matata and you mixed it with something, and it blew my mind.
I play everything, like, you know, and I think that's why I keep getting invited to, you know, like, places where I thought I would never DJ, you know, because people are like, okay, like, that's a breath of fresh air to us, because I don't really have one, you know, genre of music. I play everything. I will play, like, old 70s disco songs all the way to Beethoven or whatever, you know, if I think that, you know, I can make you move to it. And I have mixes like the same thing that you're saying. Well, you know, I'll play the Charlie Brown theme song with, like, a house beat behind it. And, you know, people are just like, wow, like, it's, but I like, you know, fun places. I don't like places where people, you know, that don't accept music, that'll sit around and be like, I'm just listening for this one song to come on, and then I'm going home. So I kind of, you know, I play everything. So in a certain, I'm saying, like, that filters me sometimes, because a lot of people will say, well, we want you to do this club, but it's all hip-hop. And I'm like, not that I don't have all hip-hop, but I kind of like people who want to enjoy the culture of music. So my biggest contributing thing to me is, a contribution is, that I play everything.
I've had other New Orleans artists on the show before, people like Big Frida, and I've asked this question, which is that pre-Katrina, post-Katrina, as well as the BP oil spill, what is missing, and where do you see New Orleans culture heading?
What is missing? It's probably just like I said. We becoming, well, New Orleans is becoming a city that's a bunch of followers instead of, you know, we was the city that was, you know, we set the trend. You know, we was the leaders of all kind of craziness or whatever. Like I said, we took chances in our music. Like, even the Galactic song, like, that's something that's different. Like, you know, you're not going to hear a hip-hop song that sound like that right now. And I say all of that to say that we need to get back to what we believe in, what's our roots, and what's, you know, what's hardcore New Orleans. And, you know, and when we get that feeling again, everything will come back. Like, you know, like, it'll come back like a smack in the face. But I just feel like right now, you know, It's a whole bunch of people that's just, I don't know, like, I feel like you could see it. Like, you know, I get CDs all the time from people when I'm out. And when I, you know, every time, like, I take a listen to one of them, I'm just like, wow, like, you sound like somebody from Atlanta or something. Like, it's, you know, and I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that, but what happened to our culture? What happened to what we did? And the cool thing is, people like Big Frida. I think, like, that's something super creative that's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Far as the music, what they believe in, everything that's going on. Like, you know, Frida has a following that's nuts to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's so many people that come out to see that show or whatever. And, you know, and you got some other people that are haters that are, you know, I guess because of what Frida represents or whatever. And, you know, when you like, man, music does not have a face. Music does not have nothing going on with it but good music. That's all it is. And I see that as, that's part of New Orleans growing up right there.
What is the ultimate summer jam for you right now?
The ultimate summer jam? Wow. That's a good question. Wow, what is the ultimate summer jam? I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like, you know what I would really like in radio? This is kind of crazy. It's still on the subject, but it's off subject. I think that they should start, like, letting seasoned artists or whatever that's been around for a second or whatever, give them their month in summer. Like, you know, play some of the songs that were hit, like, maybe 10 years ago. Like, a whole month of radio that's just, you know, catered towards to the older, you know,
throwback
generation of hip-hop. Because all of those songs like that were summer jams to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You take Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, their summertime song. Like, that was a good song to me. Like, you know, it had nothing to do with no violence or nothing like that. It was just a good song.
That's the ultimate summer jam for me. If I'm not playing Big Timers, of course.
Yeah, but you know, those songs made you smile. They made you feel good. Like, you know, think about it. Like, me asking you a question right now, what song do you play that make you, you know, that put a smile on your face? That's from this generation.
Like, you mean what's happening right now?
Yeah, right
yeah,
now.
That's a tough question. You just flipped the script. I mean, yeah, I'm old school, so I don't know what that song would be. It would probably be Summertime by Jazzy Jeff. I don't know. Or
yeah, that's how I wake up sometimes. I'm like, wow, like, man, I don't really hear nothing that makes me say.
Well, Manny, you've been one of the best guests of all time, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you for the support. Thank you.
And we're so excited to check out what you've got ahead of you. And the next time I'm home, we'll go to Photaw Bay or something. But until then, people can see you DJ all over New Orleans, yeah?
Yep.
What are some of the spots?
I want to say I will be in the New York area towards the end of the month.
Well, we'll get you up in the studio here. You got to come see
it. I definitely will come.
Well, yeah, have a great evening. Enjoy the shrimp fettuccine. And thanks to Joe Galarraga, Jack Inslee, the rest of the crew at Heritage Radio Network, and Roberta's. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you, and I will bring you food.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. It changes my mood, eating those yummy old fries. Once I'm done, I go spit those sides. Food, it's all around the world. Helping you date some of those girls. People with lobsters hate those bibs. Always fighting for those honey toes. Bad for your calories, protein, sodium. Different foods, you know you wanna get a hold of them. Different foods, going around the world. Eat ice cream with a little social curl. Seafood, soul food, putting me in a different mood. My foot at right and I'm about to get all rude. I want some coffee with some steam and some biscuits with some cream. You look hungry, oh, and I know I want something to eat, but oh, I let it go. Are you hungry? Let's go out to eat. I want some barbecue sauce with some baked meat. After that, I want some apple pie. It better be.